there are two underpinnings or two different motivators in terms of tefillah. The Gemara talks about how there's one aspect of tefillah that is driven by the avos, that each one of the avos said a different tefillah at a different point of the day. You have Avram who davened in the morning when Sodom was being destroyed. You have Yitzchak who, when he went out to greet Rivka, davened Mincha. And you have Yaakov when he was running away from Esav, davened Ma'ariv. So you have this idea of an emotional, spontaneous response to a crisis, to an event, and tefillah being driven by this emotional driver. So that's sort of one way of looking at tefillah. Another way of looking at tefillah, in the same Gemara, it talks about how tefillah is driven by the idea of karbanos, of sacrifices. So you had daily sacrifices, and day in, day out, there was a sacrifice given, a sacrifice in the morning, a sacrifice in the afternoon. And so the idea of tefillah is that it replaces the scheduled karban slot. It's a replacement for that opportunity, that daily opportunity that one had to connect with Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash in a sacrifice way. So I think that if you look at tefillah being driven by these two drivers, these two aspects of, on the one hand, emotional, spontaneous response to crisis, and on the other hand, a routine, day after day, connection with Hashem, I think that you see that there's two very different approaches to tefillah. And if one recognizes that, one connects with Hashem and with their personal tefillah in a very different way. So you have an opportunity to connect with Hashem in a very emotional, spontaneous way, and you have an opportunity to connect with Hashem in a very routine way. The problem is when you expect tefillah to be totally emotionally driven, so it's tipped to one side, and then you're not somehow emotionally turned on, you're not somehow tapping into this transcendental experience, you're very disappointed with yourself. And you feel very let down by your own tefillah. It's not a meaningful experience. It's totally devoid of meaning. And that's a very scary thought, to be showing up to davening day after day, time after time, and not emotionally connecting with God. I think people set that as a goal for themselves. I think that people think that there's supposed to be this, you know, powerful, incredible, emotionally changing experience. Why people feel that way? I think in a way that's maybe initially coming from a healthy space, one wants to feel connected with the words that they're saying. But I think connected somehow morphed into this emotional high, meaning one can feel connected but not somehow totally transformed or totally in a different emotional space. So the problem is that if you think that you're supposed to feel that way, you feel very guilty by when it doesn't happen to you. And that's a very scary thought. But I think if one understands that there's another aspect to tefillah, this routine aspect to tefillah, then all of a sudden, you know, you can take a deep breath and just say like, whew, okay, so maybe I didn't have this emotionally transformative experience, but I connected with Hashem. I connected with him at several points during the day. So the image that comes to mind is this idea of a phone call to your parent. So, you know, you think that, you know, if you're setting the bar at this, you know, we're going to have this amazing, incredibly uplifting, charged phone call, and it's sort of a very routine phone call, you're going to be really disappointed with your daily phone call to your mom. It's going to be very, very disappointing. But I don't think people expect that of their daily phone call to their mother every night. They expect it's a check-in phone call and just, you know, hi, how was your day? How's everything? You know, thinking about you, you're on my mind, and that's it. And so I think that if one thinks about their tefillah as checking in, I'm here, I'm thinking about you, God, you're on my mind, I hope I'm on your mind. I think that it creates such a different expectation, and it sets the bar in such a healthier place in terms of tefillah. And I think that that's really, really important. When a mom calls me up and says, I'm really worried about my fifth grader, she's finding davening really boring. Well, what does that mean, really boring? So, you know, the mom is saying, you know, she's not finding it, you know, meaningful or powerful. My response to her is, yeah, okay, that's fine. It's okay for tefillah to be boring. And, you know, the mother is like, are you kidding me? How can you say that? And my response is, okay, you know, there is a routineness to tefillah. You're checking in. And if it's not age appropriate for a fifth grader to be looking for this emotional experience. And if the mom thinks that that's where the expectation is, she's going to be messaging to her daughter that the fact that this little girl doesn't have this emotional high or this emotional connection with God, there's something wrong. And there's nothing wrong. It's very normal. It's very age appropriate. So I think understanding what drives tefillah is huge in terms of understanding one's own expectations of themselves in the tefillah experience.